BBC News with Marion Marshall. The former Iranian president, Akbar Hashmi Rafsanjani, has died of heart failure. He was 82. Ayatollah Rafsanjani served as president from 1989 to 1997. He continued to play a hugely influential role in Iranian political life, espousing a pragmatic rather than a hardline agenda. In recent years, he became a figurehead of the more moderate tendency. Iraqi special forces have reached the banks of the Tigris, which divides Mosul, almost 3 months after launching their assault on Islamic State forces in the city. The advance is the latest gain by Iraqi counter-terrorism troops, who've recaptured two districts in recent days. Four Israeli soldiers have been killed in Jerusalem as a truck drove into them. Video shows the truck ramming into a group of soldiers and then reversing to hit them again. The driver of the vehicle was shot dead. Israeli police say he was from an Arab neighborhood in East Jerusalem. President Obama says he underestimated the impact cyberhacking and misinformation could have on democracies. But Mr. Obama said he didn't underestimate President Putin, and he repeated that Russia had meddled in the presidential campaign. Up to 1,000 Tunisians have marched in the center of the capital, Tunis, to protest against returning jihadists from Syria, Iraq, and Libya. Some of the demonstrators shouted no to returning terrorists, while others carried photos of members of the security forces killed fighting extremists. A group of hardline Buddhist nationalists have intervened to stop a Muslim religious ceremony in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon. Buddhist monks headed the group, which marched into a special Muslim ceremony. There's been more trouble in a prison in the Brazilian city of Manaus. Four people were killed at the Vida Pessoa jail in the city centre early on Sunday. The prison had been reopened to house prisoners from another jail, where 56 prisoners died in a riot last week. BBC News.